This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Five 36, you're listening to the evening edition with Kelvin, Ayman and Cam. Sharon Tanis is with us in the studios for the Marker app. Now the Bukit Aman Commercial Crimes Investigation Department revealed an average of 2 billion ringgit is lost every year due to scams and other commercial crimes. That figure is actually quite alarming.
Yeah, so Bukit Aman says currently telecommunication scams and e-commerce fraud share the biggest portion of these crimes. And CCID Director Datuk Seri Muhammad Zakaria Ahmad revealed this. And ironically, he said he himself gotten these scam calls before. So he said it was strange as to how they got his details because all the information they were revealing and they were talking to him and they tried to also get extra information from him and his bank account and all that. They're all correct. You know, the actual information about his transactions and all that. So this is one of the major problems because it also involves the illegal sale of data. So it's pretty sophisticated.
Mm-hmm. Police also revealed that they detained over 500 individuals suspected of allowing their bank accounts to be used as mule accounts by syndicates involved in the scams. This is after a two-week nationwide operation last month. Yep. There seem to be more layers to this crime.
Yes, it was called Ops Mule. So these are the local accounts that people transfer the money to when the scammer is probably in Macau or in a foreign country. So it appears that people open these accounts and sell them to the scammers and let them have total control over these accounts. So Datuk Seri Zakaria said those involved in selling their accounts were unemployed or housewives, and each of these accounts can be sold for at least 300 ringgit, to the syndicate. So he pledged that the police will be more aggressive now, because if they can't get to the main players, the police will start with the account holder. So this was his comment.
Kita ingin menasihatkan kepada orang ramai supaya menjaga kad debit ke, kad ATM ke ataupun kad kredit ke daripada jatuh ke tangan mereka-mereka yang tidak bertanggungjawab. Ini adalah kerana kad-kad yang diperoleh ini boleh disalahgunakan untuk kegiatan jenayah. Dan kad-kad ini janganlah dijual beli atas apa dasar ataupun alasan sekalipun. Ini adalah kerana kita mungkin boleh didakwa di mahkamah atas dasar persubatan dan sebagainya. Dan kepada pihak perbankan, kita ingin merayu supaya melihat balik kaedah pembukaan kad-kad ATM ini supaya ianya dikawal dengan lebih ketat dan seboleh-bolehnya memasukkan peruntukan liability seperti kad ini tidak boleh ditukar tangan. Sekiranya bertukar tangan dan digunakan untuk apa-apa kesalahan, maka pemegang kad bertanggungjawab.
That was CCID Director Datuk Seri Muhammad Zakaria Ahmad. So just a side note, the police created a portal on their official website to help people check bank accounts or telephone numbers that are in police records before making any financial transactions. So the portal is ccid.rmp.gov.my. And we will be looking into how these telecommunication scams work after the 6 o'clock news. So moving on to markets on Bursa, there are some developments with Air Asia in the news today regarding the passenger service charge. Is there any reaction on the counter?
Yeah, so Air Asia Group Berhad and its affiliate Air Asia X will start charging an increased passenger service of 73 ringgit for non-ASEAN international departures from KLIA to effective midnight. So this comes after a recent High Court ruling ordered Air Asia and Air Asia X to pay MAHB at least 40.6 million ringgit over unpaid PSCs from July to December last year, and Air Asia is appealing the decision. So they've been charging 50 ringgit per passenger before this and released a statement today saying they are charging the extra 23 ringgit, but only under protest following the recent court ruling. So AirAsia closed up 1% at 1.81 ringgit.
Sean, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.